Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Amen. About blew my voice out last night, so you'll just have to bear with me a little bit tonight. Amen.
Amen.
This usually happens when I preach a revival meeting. Usually about the third message in, my voice is about gone. So you'll just have to pray for me. I know the Lord will help us tonight. I enjoyed last night. I don't know about you, but I did. Amen. I'll get there. Just give me a minute. Let's take your King James Bible and turn to the Song of Solomon's chapter number 3. Song of Solomon chapter number 3. Brother TJ, it's good to have you here and your family with us. I wonder if you might help me out tonight by reading my scripture for me. If that'd be all right, I'd appreciate the help. If you will, read verses number 1 and read through verse number 4, if that's okay. In chapter number 3, Song of Solomon, start reading verse 1, we'll read through verse number 4.
By night on my bed I sought him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Rise now, and go about the city and the streets. In the broad ways I will seek him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen, who about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth?
Mm-hmm.
It was but a little that I passed from them. I found him whom my soul loveth. I beheld him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived.
I'm trying to preach you a message on I can't let him go. I just can't let him go. Now let's borrow your mind just a little bit about a time and a season that we all go through. As saved Christians, we all go through a season. But we go through a season in our life. As a saved Christian, it's not always joy.
No.
It's not always cheer. And it's not always happiness.
Right.
And it's easy to say that it ought to be and that we ought to feel that way all the time. But in reality,
yes,
that's just not so.
That's right, man.
And there's times when we get along.
Right.
When you get along by yourself and away from people and away from everything, that it seems like that's when the pressures of life will sink in the hardest.
Right.
Here we see that he's talking about at night.
Yes, sir.
On his bed.
Amen.
How many of you at night lay down on your bed at night and sleep just kind of gets away from you?
Right.
It's just not there.
Right.
There's too much in the mind.
Yeah.
There's just too much going on.
Right.
And you're just so cold.
Right.
I'm not talking physically. You're just so cold spiritually.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're in a dark season. You're in a dark time in your mind.
Right. Yeah.
We've all been there.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're there tonight. And my friend, he was in a night time.
Right.
And he was in his bed. And he found that he's self lonely.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Found that he was needing something. He was needing some help. He needed somebody.
Amen.
We've all been there.
Amen.
And as a saved Christian, if you ain't very careful, you get so cold and far away from God
right,
that you
right.
feel like you can't even talk to him.
Right.
You can't even
right,
speak
right.
to him.
Right.
You can't even feel his presence. You just got so cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to lower your head. We've all been there. We've all had those times.
Right.
We've all experienced those days.
Right.
Oh, and it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
But one thing I have to say about that is this man that was talking about the Bible, he decided, hey, I need something.
Amen.
I need some help.
Yeah, sir.
I need some help. And he realized what help he needed.
Amen.
He needed help from someone that loved his soul.
Yeah.
There's only one person
yeah.
that loves your soul.
Yeah.
And that's Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah.
For he died for it on the old rugged cross.
Yeah.
And it shed his blood yeah. for you. He loves your soul.
That's right. Amen.
He loves your soul. And here we see that he realized that, hey, I need to go find the lover of my soul.
Yes,
I've got to find him. Have you ever been so low that you just didn't know where he's at? You didn't know if he's even listening. You didn't know if you could reach him. You just didn't know you're so far gone.
Amen.
Am I the only one?
No,
I've been there many a times.
Yeah.
You know what he decided to do? I got to go find him.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Yeah.
He decided, hey, loves my soul. I don't care where I gotta go. I don't care what I gotta do. I don't care who's around, and I don't care who ain't. But I know this. I gotta find the one. I gotta get to him. I gotta talk to him. I gotta feel his presence once again. He said, hey, he went and he sought him. He got up and he went out, and the Bible said that he went out in the streets. He went to go search for him. He went to go find him. He wanted to see him. And the first person he walked into was a watchman. Amen.
Right.
Went to a watchman. What did he say? He said, the watchman, he said, to go about the city, found me. He didn't find the watchman. There's a lot of people today that are searching a relationship with Christ. But they just don't know how to go about it. Amen. And you know how you find them? You find them by doing this. Hello. My name's Brother Jamie Nelson. I attend this church, and I want to invite you to come. Have you ever been saved? Is your wife saved? Are they children in there? Are they saved? Is Mama, Papa in there? Are they saved? Do you know the Lord? Praise God. I'm glad that there's some watchmen that still travel up down the road, and they're seeking somebody. I'm glad that somebody was concerned enough about my soul that they came and found me.
Amen.
They didn't know it, but I was seeking for something. Amen. You never know which door will open at that person just waiting for somebody to come, invite them to the house of God or witness to them.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you, the ones that shocked me the most is the ones I thought I wouldn't reach.
Right.
How about that? Amen. I have went to witness to people and thought I'll never reach them, and they was ready and ripe on the vine.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
And the devil has it in your mind you can't reach them. Oh, the devil's a liar, author of confusion.
Right.
You just go on anyway.
Right.
You just go on, witness to them anyway.
That's right. Amen.
When he found the watchman, what did he say? It wasn't but just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He didn't have to go far. That watchman knew where to send him.
Right.
Amen. You know what a watchman is? A watchman is a person that stays on watch and sends out the warning.
Yeah,
well, what kind of warning did he give? He gave it to Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
What do you mean? I believe this watchman, when he seen him and found him, he told him where he's going. I believe that watchman turned around and prayed and said, hey, he's on his way. You got to do something, Lord. He's ready. He's searching for you. Lord, do something to help him. And it wasn't just a little while. And the Bible said that he found him. Praise God. I'm glad for the day that I found him.
That's right.
Praise God. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad that you found him? He already knew you. He already knew all about you. He knew what it'd take. He knew who to put in your life. He knew who to take out of your life. He knew what to put in and what to take out. God knew exactly what it's going to take for him to get to you.
Amen.
Praise God, I found him.
Amen.
Praise God, I found him.
Amen.
But I like it when he said he didn't go but just a little ways. You don't have to search very far to find Jesus. Praise God, he's there. Jesus ain't playing hide and seek.
Amen.
He's readily available. Amen. He's readily available.
Right.
When I can call out to the name of Jesus, he's right there.
Right,
have you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
You know, when you pray, you might as well just turn around and look at him. He's that close.
That's right.
Boy, that'd make a Jehovah Witness shout if he understood it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, friend, I'm saying that he's readily available.
That's right.
I'm glad I don't have to to sacrifice a lamb, a bullock, or a turtle dove. I'm glad that I don't have to go visit a grave once in my life. I'm glad, praise God, that I don't have to go into a dark room with a man that ain't got enough sense to put his collar on right and tell him my problem. I'm glad that I can go to Jesus. I'm glad that I can go to him in my knees in prayer, and he's readily available. Why? Because I found him. Praise God. Praise, I can't get away. I found him. I found him. That ought to make you want to tell others that when you find a treasure, you tell others, I found him.
Amen.
Praise God. Hey, friend, when I found Jesus, I got rich. Oh, got rich.
Amen.
Got rich.
Yes.
I'm an heir and a joint heir.
That's right.
You know what that means? That means whatever Jesus inherits, I own it too.
Yeah.
Hey, you might live like a pauper now, but I'm telling you, one day we're going to stroll hand in hand down the streets of gold, praise God. Our troubles will be gone. Sorrow no more. It'll be joy in the morning. Praise God, glory, hallelujah, I found him. Oh, don't you remember how it felt in the night hours? Laying there in your misery, laying there in your mess, and you finally came to yourself and said, I'm done with the hog business. I want to go down to the Father's house. I want to go find the man. I want to go find the one that can help me. I want to find the one that loves me. I want to go see the one that cares for me.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise God. Boy, I can't get that across, Amy.
Yes,
ain't you glad you found him, honey?
Amen.
My wife is so glad that she found me. But boy, I'm really glad that she found him. I'm glad my son found him. I'm glad my mother found him. I'm glad my father found him. I'm glad my grandmother found him. I'm glad my grandfather found him. Praise God.
That's right. Thank you.
If your family's saved, there was the trigger for you to rejoice and praise God that your family found Jesus.
Amen. 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 God. Amen. That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. I still feel like I ain't got that. All the way. Boy, I wish I had my booming voice right now. I wish I could get that across to you. About how sweet it is to find him.
Yes.
What a joy it is to find him. It ain't going to be long that people will be doing that fleshly thing of searching for an old Easter egg. I remember when I was a kid and we'd go and we'd have an Easter egg hunt. We never had it at church. We never had an Easter egg hunt at church. We didn't do that. We had Easter egg hunt, my mama and my papa's. And we get there, it was always a prize egg. There was one egg out there had a dollar in it. And I'm telling you right now, they had, what was it? 6 grandboys, and was all less than about a year apart, all of us, you know, from one another. Son, it was on like Donkey Kong to find that dollar. We wouldn't even grab a regular egg. We just looked at a plastic thing that had the dollar in it. We wouldn't even get them other eggs. Them girls would go through and just lay them a bunch of dummies. They'd gather up all them eggs. Us boys, son, bloody nose, hair pulled out, shirt half ripped because they thought you might have caught it, and they jumped on you and said, hey, I'm going to take it from you. Friend, that's how we ought to be when we find Jesus. I'm going to tell you, one day you was a strolling around. You had your head down. The world was laid down on you. You didn't know what else you could do. And all of a sudden you just stumbled into the prize. Praise God. Ain't you glad that you found him?
Amen.
And no matter how bad the devil beats you up, praise God, he cannot pluck you out from God's hand. I don't care what people tell you. I don't care what a denomination tell you. But friend, I got one of them salvations that when I got saved, he sealed me until the day of redemption.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm glad I found him. Ain't you glad you found him? Ain't you glad you found him? Well, it says later on, after he found him, what did he do? The Bible said he held him. Amen. He held him. Oh, when I found that prize egg, I knew I was going to really take some wallops because I found it. They was going to do all they could to take that egg away from me. They was going to get my dollar. They was going to do all they could. And if all five of them others could jump on me, they'd have done it to get that dollar. By the way, I never found that egg. I never got that dollar. I never found that. I'm thinking it never existed, you know. But if I would have, they'd have done everything they could have to stole that from me.
Yeah.
My friend, let me say this. But boy, they'd have had to fought me hard. Because if I could have got my hands on it, I'd have held on to that thing. I'd have went and hid somewhere with it. Oh, so nobody could take it away from me. I'd have held on to it like it's the best thing that ever was. That's how you ought to be with Jesus. But you can hold on to him in public. You can hold on to him in front of everybody. Because ain't nobody can take him away from you.
Amen.
I don't care how hard the devil fights. I don't care what he says. I don't care what he uses. Praise God. I'm glad that the devil can't get my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God.
Boy, I'm glad when he found him, he held him.
That's right.
Mm. Boy, ain't that good?
Yes,
held on to him.
Amen.
Held on to him. After he held on to him, what did he say he'd do? He said, and I would not let him go.
Right.
Now, friend, we was talking about this a little earlier ago, about, hey, the devil would love to take it away from you.
Right.
He'd love to take you away. But notice this, he said, I would not let him go. If there's anybody going to let anything go, it'll be you. Because God will never let go of you.
Amen.
That's right.
He will never let go of you.
Amen.
You may try to turn loose from him. You may throw your hands up and say, I don't know part of it. But I'm telling you, God's got his arms around you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Ain't that a blessing?
Amen.
Ain't that a blessing?
Thank you.
I mean, he ain't going to turn loose of you.
Amen.
He will not let go.
Praise the
name. Ain't that wonderful?
Amen. Praise his name. Amen. Yes.
Boy, that's good enough to put in a backpack and take you home for a while, you know. He would not let him go. You know what that means? He fell in love with him again.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's wrong with our churches today. Our people today, we've fallen out of love with God. But he hasn't fallen out of love with us. He still loves you. He loves you as much as the day he died for you. You think about that. He loves you just as much as the day they was laying the stripes on him. He loves you as much today when they was crowning him with thorns. He loves you enough today just as much when they was driving the spikes in his hands and in his feet. When he gave up the ghost, he still loves you just as much as that day.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Man, that's a blessing.
Yeah,
they ain't nobody love you beyond degree. But God does.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
How can you turn him loose?
That's right.
How could you turn loose such a treasure?
Yeah.
How could you turn loose of such love? Yeah. That my song my wife sung last night, oh, what love.
Yeah.
Oh, don't let that get cold to you.
Yeah.
Oh, what love.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What love he has for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Do you have that love for him? Do you have that love for him? No, I couldn't have died for him. We can't do that. We're not that kind of people. We're just not built for that. But man, I'm glad God was. I'm glad his darling son was. I'm glad the father was willing to let him go. How about that? I wouldn't let my son die for none of you. Mm-mm. sorry, ain't happening. He ain't going to die for me, and I like me. And I wouldn't let him do that.
No, that's right.
But oh, you think about the love the Father even had for you.
That's right.
Just to let His Son walk out of heaven. Have you ever thought about that? Amen. Leave it all behind.
Yeah.
To come to this old filthy, nasty world and come to where He found you.
Right.
He didn't find us all in church.
No.
Right.
No, amen. He didn't find us all clean and living a good life. He didn't find us all in good shape.
Amen.
But He loved you enough that He came right where you was at, wallowed down in your mess, knew exactly where you was, and you seeking around. You didn't know what you was looking for, but out of nowhere, out of the storm clouds, out of the mess, out of the billows, out of the waves, out of the crashing wind, extended the hand of Jesus way further down than you could ever reach out. And I'm glad you reached back.
Yes, sir.
And I will not let go.
Right.
I will not let go. I guarantee you, if we was out fishing and I pushed you off over in the boat and you didn't know how to swim and you hit the water, I guarantee you, if I stuck my hand out and you could get a hold of my hand, I guarantee you would not let me go. You would too soon take me in with you before you let me go. You know why? Because this was the only hope that you had. I'm going to tell you, friend, that's the hand of God. He's the only hope that you got. He's the only hope.
Amen. That's right.
Boy, I'm glad He didn't let me go. Ain't you glad He made a salvation plan to where we couldn't lose it? Can't misplace it. You can't get away from it. Salvation follow you everywhere you go. Ain't that wonderful? Can't shake it. Can't get rid of it. He would not let Him go. My friend, I'm glad that... My friend, He never let me go.
Yes, sir.
And that's why that this person that we're talking about in Isaiah chapter number 9, we see that they give Him some names.
Mm-hmm.
They give Him a name of Counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Wonderful, the Mighty God. Amen. Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Yes, sir.
Boy, isn't it wonderful that He's all things to you?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. He's got a title for every one of your needs.
Right.
If I have a heart problem, I need to go see a heart doctor. But that heart doctor can't do anything for my vision. My friend, if I have something wrong with my leg, I got to go see an orthopedic. But if I go to a heart doctor, he can't do anything about my leg. But friend, I can go to the great physician and he'll repair everything I've got wrong with me.
Right.
Take care of all my needs.
Yeah.
Take care of my world.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen. He's your grocery supplier. Amen. Your bank man. Your check writer. Your bill payer. He's all in all. You stick almost every title that has help on it, and He's that.
That's right.
Praise God for that. How could you let that go? Hard to let go of somebody that's wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. Hard to let go of a counselor because you've done told them all your secrets.
Right.
Ain't that right? Hard to let go of a mighty God because He's so strong.
Amen.
How about an everlasting? Hard to let go of an everlasting Father because He never ends. Hard to turn loose a peace when you need it the most. Praise God. Why would you want to let go of that? I don't know about you, but I feel like just holding on to Him near just tight as I can and just wrap around Him like a spider monkey. Just hang on to Him. Best thing never happened to me. Amen. It's why we preach and lose our voice and stomp and act crazy and spit 3 miles back. It's because of Mr. Wonderful.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. He's worthy of your praise. Hey, He found me one day, and when He found me wounded, weary, broken, and deserted. He found me. Oh, but I found in Him a resting place. I found a place for my soul to find peace. Found in Him a place for my soul to find rest. Why would you want to let it go? Thank God He's never let me go. Never has. Never will. And friend, when we get to heaven, I'll spend the endless ages with Him telling me how much He loves me. Woo! Glory! often say that when we get to heaven, boy, shout, help my voice. Hey, we often say when we get to heaven, we'll tell him how much we love him and how much this and how much that. Let me reverse that a minute. Have you ever thought for a minute that when we get to heaven, the Lord might just say, hey, just shut up a minute and let me tell you something. I want to tell you how much I love you. I want to tell you how happy I am that you're here. I want to tell you how glad that I am that you put your faith in me. You put your trust in me. Praise God, ain't you glad you found him?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Who do you think's going to give us the tour of heaven?
That's right.
Pray. Do you think for a minute that the Lord created all heaven and he'll let one of his angels walk you through there? You're crazy.
Right.
He's going to be proud of that place.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. You come to my house, there's certain parts of my house I've worked hard on. We've had to really work hard on. Ain't that right? We should tore that place down, but we got in there and worked hard. There's certain areas I'm going to take you to it and say, hey, look what we did here. Look at that.
That's right.
I mean, you know, man, I'm happy about that. But there's some places we ain't got to yet. And I sure don't want you seeing that. Right?
Right.
But we pile up in here every night, and I sure don't want anybody to see all this. We got popcorn everywhere. But when we get to heaven, I'm going to tell you, he's going to take us to every square inch of it.
That's right.
How about that? Right. Every corner of it. 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 this away, 1,500 there, and 1,500 there. He'll take us by every gate. Amen. He'll take us by every gate. We'll feel every breeze off every one of those leaves on them trees. How about that? He's going to let us see it all. Then he's going to walk us in there, Brother Jerry, and say, now here's your mansion. Wow, Billy,
right.
I ain't never even seen a mansion. Amen. I about went to the big house a time or two when I was young, but I never seen a mansion. Amen. Well, we won't say no more about that. But anyway, that's the truth. Hey, we get up there, show you a mansion. You know what you're going to say? Thank you, Mr. Wonderful.
That's right.
Amen. Boy, ain't this wonderful, Mr. Wonderful. This is wonderful. Boy, I'm glad I found you.
Amen.
I'm glad I held on to you.
Amen.
But most of all, I'm glad you held on to me.
Right.
Praise God. Ain't you glad he turns you loose? Amen. I'm glad he ain't turned the devil loose on me, but boy, I'm sure glad that God ain't turned me loose.
Amen.
Where will we be? Where will we be without him?
Amen.
Brother LaMance, where will we be if we didn't have the Lord? If the Lord hadn't intervened in your life, saved your soul, and you cried out, where would you be right now? Amen. Hey, we'd have a whole different life, wouldn't we? I'm going to tell you this story real quick, and I'll leave. I'll hush. My son has a young fella that's a friend, and I won't say his name. He's a good young feller. He's a dandy. Don't know much about church and things. And my wife has seen him, was able to talk to him a little bit. And I was in my study, but I was listening. She didn't think I was, but I listened to all, everything. I hear everything down there. I was listening to her, and boy, she's talking to him. And I could tell what she's doing. She's winning that boy over. So she witnessed to him. I'm telling you, that's one thing I'll tell you about me and my wife. Boy, we love young people. I love them. They keep you young. My wife loves young people.
Amen.
Amen. She loves them. That's her thing, boy. She's tough as nails, but boy, I'm telling you, she loves them young people, boy. I mean, she does. She's talking to him, and that young man was telling us about his life, telling her about his life. And I sat in there and listened to that Brother LaMance, and I thought, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you for my life that I have.
Amen.
Thank you for my raising.
Yeah.
It really made me think.
Amen.
Young man said that he's probably about 19. And he said, my wife asked him about his mother and his father. And he told her about his father, and he's off in drugs, bad, and this, that, and the other. But what got me is when Amy said, well, what about your mother? And he said, well, I've not really seen her since I was about 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was enough right there. Said, but I heard that she'd moved back to Crossville. He said, and I think I might have saw her. Boy, my heart went to my shoe. Works at a little restaurant. He said she came in and picked up food. And he was there. He said, I think that was her. How about that? How about that? We could all have a different life than what we've got.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, ain't you glad he didn't turn you loose?
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
Where you could have had a whole different story than what you got right now.
Right.
Every one of us got different testimonies.
Amen.
From different parts, different walks of life.
Yeah.
Amen. I thank God for mine.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Good or bad, you are to thank God for yours.
Right. Amen.
Because your testimony is the story of how you got led to the Lord.
Amen.
That's your testimony.
Sure.
That's your story. Sure. And if you're still living, God's still writing the next chapter of your life.
Amen.
And friend, finish your course with joy.
Amen.
Don't turn Him loose.
Amen.
He'll never let you go.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet, if you will, on how prayer with you. God, Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for helping me in my voice, allowing me to stand and preach. Thank you so much, Lord. I struggled through the day, and I thank you so much for that. And Lord, thank you for such good liberty. Lord, I pray this message be a help, be an encouragement. Lord, I'm so thankful that I sought you in my trouble. I'm glad that I found a watchman that told me where you was at, and I'm glad that I found you, and I'm glad I held on to you, and I'm glad you've never ever let me go. Lord, I pray this message be a help. Bless this church and their pastor. Lord, I pray, thank you for this good meeting. Help us, Lord, clear our voice and have us ready for tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen.